98.1 KZE, MK with you. Delighted to welcome one of my favorite artists to the studio. You can see him with the full band Low Cut Connie tonight as part of Back Porch Fest in Northampton, Mass. Here for a rare acoustic guitar session, please welcome to KZE, Adam Wiener.
Yo, yo, yo. Happy to be here. I'm going to play a song from a few years back that you might have heard here on KZE. It's called Beverly. Down on my knees, you read a paper and watch TV. Don't even say a single word to me. Talk to me. You're slipping away. Sit around a trailer and sleep all day. Something funny and I just won't say it's not okay. Beverly, come on and talk to me. Let me be free to try. In the streets, shaking my self-esteem. We live in a dream all night. Beverly, screaming your name. While you watch the game, you're making faces just to feed the flame. It's such a shame. Beverly, come on and talk to me. Let me be free to try. In the streets, shaking my self-esteem. We live in a dream all night. Beverly, talk to me, babe. Let me be free to try for me in these streets. You're shaking my self-esteem. We live in a dream all night. Beverly,
KZE 98.1 KZE. That's Adam Wiener of Low Cut Connie live in the KZE studio. You can catch the whole band tonight as part of the Back Porch Fest in Northampton, Massachusetts. Adam, this feels like the time that I saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden and he opened with Matter of Trust and he was playing guitar.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, people are not used to me playing guitar, and I'm not used to playing guitar.
It sounds great.
But I have a secret, which is that pretty much every song that I write, record, has to pass the guitar test. Mm-hmm. I can barely play guitar. I'm very rudimentary. I'm about 5 to 10% as good on guitar as I am on piano. But a good song should be able to be performed in both iterations.
Absolutely.
So it's got to pass that campfire test.
Yeah.
If it holds up with basic two or three chords, then I can record it and it'll be a good song.
It was cool to hear that Beverly riff on guitar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? How's your tour going?
Ooh, I'm on my, I've been on my first ever solo tour.
First ever.
I've been going all over the country just doing the piano and a microphone tour, which has been just sensational. It's been amazing. These shows have been a combination of my songs, stand-up comedy, and what I call pep talks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there right now that are hurting, that are really, really, at the beginning of the show, I said, how you been feeling lately? And so many people say, depressed, scared, terrified, angry, exhausted. We try to work through all these feelings over 90 minutes through everything, music, comedy, pep talks.
Yeah.
So that people leave feeling a little better than when they showed up. But tonight I will be in Northampton with the whole band, and this is like our first proper show this year with the whole band.
Oh, it's amazing. Like,
and we're going to try a whole bunch of new songs from my new album that's coming out, Living in the USA, and it should be good.
Getting back into full Connie mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a totally different situation. In fact, at all these solo concerts, the people say, we're used to seeing you tear your clothes off and run around.
I was going to ask if anybody was like, where's the shirt tearing?
I can do both things.
Yeah.
At some point, people are not going to want to see me tear my clothes off. I've got probably like maybe two more years. So I got to try something else too.
Yeah, I love the pep talks, though. I mean, that feels like kind of an extension of like the tough cookies thing that started during the pandemic. Is that sort of where it came from?
Yes, 100%. Before the pandemic, all the tours, so many bunch of years of touring with the band, and I would very rarely say much on stage. It's kind of like the show is like a freight train.
Well, it's so high energy. Yeah,
it's high energy and there's no break. You can't really catch a breath. In fact, the audience rarely applauds. Because there's no time to applaud.
Yeah.
But then during the pandemic, all of a sudden, people got to see me do this other thing where I would speak to them directly through their phones and laptops, etc., twice a week. And it was like a sort of like a musical group therapy session. And I would talk about the news of that day and just try to keep people engaged, activated, motivated. Keep from getting depressed, give people something to look forward to through music. And here I am trying to do it again, touring the country, doing this Living in the USA show.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on in the world to be depressed about. And for me, 2025 was the year to be depressed. 2026 is the year to get activated.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to remind people that there's still so much that we can all do together to try to make this world what we want it to be and to try to, protect aspects of our society for our kids that we want to see protected. So we got to get motivated, we got to get activated, and we can do it through art.
Yeah, it's a great message to hear. It's, we all need to hear it because it is so easy to just feel despair. And, and then the other thing is that you can do sometimes is just bury your head in the sand and, just try to feel good and not think about it. But you're kind of finding that midpoint where you want to feel good, you want to, get together, enjoy music, enjoy each other's company, but also activate.
We can't ignore what's going on. In fact, I just did a show, a big solo concert in Minneapolis, and I did a meet and greet afterwards, and a bunch of people spoke to me afterwards, and they said, we're afraid to leave our houses. We actually have to have our papers on us at all times if we leave the house, but we really, really wanted to see this concert, and so we ventured out, but we wanted you to understand what's going on here. And what the stakes are.
Yeah.
And, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many stories I've been hearing from people out there all over the country who are going through truly, truly terrifying things. But art, in some way, is bringing people together and, in some ways, providing answers. See, I look at previous generations who have gone through so many different fights and challenges in past generations. And if you think about it, music and art in general really led the way for so many movements.
Oh, yeah. I mean, protest music is always a major part of protest.
Always. And there's certain kinds of songs that we still sing today that were written so long ago for past struggles, and we're still fighting those struggles, and we always will be.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that kind of music in our lives to focus us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that brings us to your song, Living in the USA, which is a beautiful song. And one of the things I love about it is how timeless it does feel. You know, it's it could apply to any time within the past 150 years in America, but it's certainly rings true right now.
Well, I'd like to do it for you
if
you'll have me.
Yes, please.
Living in the USA, but it ain't my home. Living in the USA, but it ain't my home. My kind of people, they ain't never gonna leave us alone. My kind of people, they ain't never gonna leave us alone. Scaring me to death with all the things that they got going on. It's like Halloween, baby, when you realize a dream is gone. Walking home from school, there's all these people out there looking strange. The seasons are turning, but they didn't give us time to change. Pray for the children, let the children have a chance to stay. Pray for the children, let the children have a chance to stay. Sleeping on the street, there's people dying out there every day. Screaming in the midnight, don't you take my child away. You can pay some people tell you what you wanna hear. Get a good lawyer, gonna make them all disappear. Yeah. Living in the USA, but it ain't my home. Living in the USA, but it ain't my home. But it ain't my home.
KZE, Adam Wiener of Low Cut Connie is my guest. You can see Low Cut Connie all together for the first time in a while tonight in Northampton, Mass, as part of the Back Porch Festival. I am so delighted you could join us here today. Oh, thanks for taking the time.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
And again, that is such a beautiful song. And I loved, you know, I remember when it first came out and kind of that mournful ballad tempo. And then you put it out as a rock song.
Yeah. You know, I got into a lot of trouble last year with that song. Shortly before the song came out, I had a show I was supposed to do at the Kennedy Center that I canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And me canceling that show was like a whole big thing, and it created hoopla. And I was interviewed like 6-7 countries around the world, BBC, South Korea, France. They all wanted to talk to me about why I canceled the Kennedy Center. And then that song came out. And you know, maybe some good came of it, but I also got, for the first time ever, hate mail and death threats.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing, and life changed a little bit for me last year, and a lot of people around me, and we had gigs that got canceled. A lot of people around me said, just don't play that song, and you don't have to say that stuff on stage, don't play it. And I said, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it louder.
Yeah.
So we got this whole record coming out July 3rd, Living in the USA. We've already put out a couple singles, including that one. And it's a protest album. I've never done anything like this in my life. You know, when I started Low Cut Connie, I didn't think I'd be a spokesman for anything.
You're just trying to rip your shirt off and play some piano.
Exactly. But, you know, I care about this country. I care about my fans, my family, my friends, my community. I travel all over this country the last 15 years touring. And I play blue state, red state, rural. We do tons of free shows every summer. Free shows in the park where you get all kinds of people. I talk to people. I see how people are living, and it's deeply concerning to me. And it would be crazy to think that I'm not going to write songs about that.
Yeah.
So each album of Low Cut Connie that's come around has become more socially conscious. But it has gotten me into some trouble. But I will say something to everybody. Just because we are engaged in protest doesn't mean we can't have fun.
Absolutely.
In fact, this summer, I want each and every one of you who are listening to this right now, I want you to have a great summer. I want you to have pool parties. I want you to have a barbecue, go skinny dipping, do whatever you want to do. We are going to have fun. We got to reclaim joy this summer. We are going to be activated and talking about what's going on in the country, protesting if that feels appropriate, but we also need to have fun. We can do both things.
Yeah.
And a lot of great music can do both things. I love songs like Prince, Sign of the Times, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, mm-hmm. Respect, Aretha Franklin, Creedence Clearwater Revival, the William Poor Boys album. There's so much music that's really socially conscious protest music, but it's fun. It's party music.
Goes hard, yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do with this Living in the USA album that's coming out.
Yeah.
I have your song of the summer, MK.
I cannot wait. Is there anything we should know about it before we hear it?
Well, this song is going to come out in May, and it's going to be the soundtrack to all of your summers, and it's going to be your fun summer.
Awesome.
It's going to be your Reclaiming Joy summer. This is called Baby, It Can't Be Wrong.
It's what we need.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm feeling like I want to stay. Baby, anything you want to say. Oh, babe, you know it can't be wrong. Getting naked in the afternoon, or maybe later underneath the moon. Baby, anything you want to do. Oh, babe, you know it can't be wrong. See me checking out my baby coming down the stairs. Got my feet up on the rocking chair, reaching for the drink on a TV stand. Got me in the palm of her hand. We could sneak into a private pool, baby, out behind a private school. We could keep it, baby, nice and cool. Oh, babe, you know it can't be wrong. See me checking out my baby coming down the stairs, with all those little flowers in her hair. Reaching for your hand like you know I should. She gonna turn me into something good. We could fire up the barbecue. I could buy a diamond ring for you. I could put you in my little song. Oh, babe, you know it can't be wrong. You know it can't be wrong.
I do believe that is the song of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a banger. When does the album come out?
So the album comes out July 3rd, but that song you just heard is going to be about May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Because we are going to kick off your summer. We are going to kick off your summer, and we're going to ride this whole summer with, you know, Reclaiming Joy. Low Cut Connie, that is what we are aimed to do this summer.
Yeah. I love that energy. joy and resistance, hand in
hand.
At
the same time, must. Think about all those songs I just named. Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Yeah.
Is truly, it really is a protest song, right?
100%.
But...
And yet I play it at weddings and everybody goes nuts.
You could play it at your bar mitzvah. It's just a banger.
Yeah.
And protest music doesn't have to be depressing. It can be fun. It can be uplifting. You can dance to it. You could do so many different things. But we do need to protest, you know. And I feel like I need to with my music and my shows. And so this is how I'm doing it.
Yeah, I get it. Me too. You know, the little platform that I have, I feel obligated to use it in that way.
It's, you know, I've been traveling this last couple of months and there's an energy that I see. It's different than last year. People are getting activated and people realize that art can move the needle and it does bring us together. And it does influence people. I have to say, I have people that have come to my shows just in the last couple of weeks who actually, two different families that said, we used to come to your shows, we were big fans, but we stopped because we didn't agree with things that you were saying and some of your politics. Mm-hmm. But now we're back. We're back. You want us back. And we always felt there was a seat for us at the table, but now we're back and we do feel included.
Good.
And that's the energy I like to see, is people starting to get back together and put their heads together and say, what do we need to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Adam Wiener from Low Cut Connie. You can see the whole band together. It is it's like being in a revival tent. It's such a fun show. And I'm psyched that you guys are back together. And are you hitting the road? Is it a whole Connie tour?
Oh, yes. We got 40 shows this year.
Woo.
All over the country. We will be going everywhere this year with this Living in the USA tour. So I hope to see all of you there.
Kicking off tonight in Northampton, Massachusetts at the Back Porch Fest. Adam, thank you again for making the time
to
stop in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
KZE, we got more music on the way and a visit later from the Moonrise Cartel.